This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Can we talk about Josh Simmons? Because there's something deeper going on there, but I don't know if we have the time to unpack all of the issues that are potentially going on in your personal life, so let's just move on. I want to read to you guys a little paragraph from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. We can call him friend of the show, right? Jeremy Fowler's friend of the show.
100% friend of the show.
All right. He's not our best friend of the show in the NFL space. I would say that's James Palmer. James Palmer's our guy. I like James Palmer.
He's probably in the same friend category as Albert Breer. We're not besties. We're like, you know, acquaintances on Facebook.
Okay, that's fair. So Jeremy Fowler tweeted this out. Offensive tackle Josh Simmons to the Chiefs. My favorite picks typically come with some level of risk, but tremendous upside. And Simmons embodies that. Multiple scouts told me that his tape was the best of any offensive tackle this year. There are injury concerns, but if Kansas City can maximize Simmons' potential, then the Chiefs have drafted a premier left tackle for Patrick Mahomes' next chapter. The main reason that I love the Josh Simmons pick, I think, is perfectly captured in this paragraph. Yes, there is some level of risk. Now, I haven't checked his medicals. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. There is a chance that his knee injury, that he's different after the knee injury. There is a chance that the Chiefs roll the dice on a player and he will have these injury concerns. I mean, we're talking about a 300-pound individual who plays football with the living who had a pretty serious knee injury. So there is a chance that that comes back to bite Kansas City. But if there is an organization that has the leeway to take a player who has some level of risk but tremendous upside, as described by Jeremy Fowler, and if scouts are telling you, hey, the tape checks out, it's some of the other things. Character concerns were mentioned. I don't know what those could be, but character concerns could be an issue. Health could be an issue. But if you guys can figure this out, then you have a premier left tackle. In order to find a left tackle, you have to be in one of the three boxes. You have to be a bad team that drafts high. You have to be a team that is willing to spend a lot of money in free agency, or you have to be a team willing to take a chance. That's how you answer it at that position. I mean, I guess you could get lucky. Philadelphia got lucky. You're not planning on finding your left tackle in round 7, and that guy ends up being one of the 5 best left tackles in the National Football League. That's usually not how it works for most teams. But if you can deal with one of those three things, you got a shot. In some ways, the Chiefs have kind of been trying to go cheap at left tackle. Well, I mean, we think we can draft somebody in the 3rd round. We think we can get somebody late 2nd round. I mean, I guess we can go get Donovan Smith. No, for the first time in a while, the Chiefs have taken a swing at the position. We'll see if they hit a home run or not. But if they do hit a home run, they have answered one of the toughest questions to answer of any position on your roster. The Chiefs can find a Travis Kelce replacement. They can find wide receiver replacements. You can replace certain things if you lose. We saw last year, we've seen, it's really hard to fill left tackle if you're A, not willing to spend the money to go get a Dan Moore, Trent Williams, like if you're not willing to be heavy hitters in free agency, or you're not willing to give up substantial draft pick compensation to move up to go get said player. So, friend of the show, Jeremy Fowler, I love what he had to say about Josh Simmons. I am in 100% agreement with what they had to say about Josh Simmons.
I feel like Josh Simmons, and maybe I'm just seeing this through the lens of, I do this for a living, I'm in Kansas City, but it feels like, for a lot of different reasons, Josh Simmons might be one of the more polarizing takes in the first round of the NFL draft. Because there are two trains of thought. One, the tape doesn't lie. And when the tape is on, you know how NFL people like to talk about the tape. When the tape is on, he is one of the best left tackles in college football. And he was a guy who we've heard reports that he could go top five. Ryan Day, again, not a great litmus test, said he'd be the number one left tackle if he had stayed in school. Like, we have Todd McShay. I can play cuts. The tape doesn't lie. The tape is he's a great left tackle. The overarching question, and the question that we'll have for maybe the next 12 to 18 months with Joshua Simmons is, it's going to be his health. I mean, he says he's ready to go by training camp. The Chiefs said he's going to be ready to go by training camp. We will see up in St. Joe how much of a go he is. But you and I both believe he's mostly a redshirt player this year. So it's basically, you know, for to keep the college analogy, a medical redshirt. I don't think we'll know for sure, unless there's an injury during the season, until the 2026 campaign. But if the Chiefs got the player that the tape says they got, it's a huge win. But the health question isn't going to go away, and it's not going away anytime soon.
No, it's not going to go away at all.